Proclamation number 8489 of 6th of May, 1963. Battles for souls. Counterpole. As long as my adversary serves me as an antipole, his activity will also come to light openly. For he has the right to influence people's will because they once followed him voluntarily when he strayed from me into the abyss. So these creatures belong to him, but they now have the right of free decision from me in the stage as a human being. The human beings will shall consciously turn towards me or towards him. And therefore this will is also influenced from both sides. From the side of light and from the side of darkness. And this free decision will always mean a fight, for my adversary is driven by hatred. He does not fight for the fallen one's possession out of love for him, but he is only driven by hatred towards me and also towards everything created which he does not want to let attain bliss. And in his hatred he uses the most despicable means. And therefore the human being's path through earthly life is not a state of bliss, peace and harmony but a constant battle against the adversary if the human being wants to become free from him and return to me. And this state can only improve if the human being makes an effort to live a life of love, for then he will already come into harmony with himself. He will establish contact with me as the eternal love and he will become powerful. For love is strength. And where love is, there the adversary's activity is restricted, for love is the only weapon he succumbs to. He flees love, for love is divine, and it spreads light which he shuns. And thus the human being himself is always decisive as to whether I or my adversary is victorious over the soul, for where love is there I myself. Where love has grown cold my adversary has dominion, and these souls belong to him. It would truly be victory on my side if the battle only took place between the adversary and me, yet the outcome is decided by the human being. And that is why you humans bear such great responsibility for your earthly change. I myself cannot render the adversary harmless because it is his right to fight over you, who is still in his possession as long as you do not voluntarily try to detach yourselves from him. But the strength to do so is certainly at your disposal. You just have to request it from me in prayer or acquire the strength yourselves through loving activity. Love binds you together with me and I myself can then defend the adversary if he approaches you and wants to tempt you. Your earthly life can truly remain without struggle if you let love flare up in you and thus serve with love, by which you safely detach yourselves from the enemy of your souls. For every service of love brings you strength from me which is easily able to push the adversary away. Then your earthly life will not be so difficult either, for anyone who serves with love will need to fight less. Because the adversary will become weak in the face of love and his oppressions will become ever less. And then, by working with love, you will also have expressed your devotion to me, then you will have decided the battle yourselves and your soul will have voluntarily turned to me, my adversary will have to give it up because I will not let my living creation, which voluntarily returned to me, be snatched away from me. This is why humanity can only experience a peaceful time when it makes it impossible for the adversary to work through a way of life which completely corresponds to my will, a way of life in love, which is also a way of life in divine order. And this will always be the case at the beginning of a redemption period when the earth is inhabited by people who have passed their earthly test of life, who resisted all my adversary's temptations and are in a paradisiacal state again. Whereas before, at the end of a redemption period, my adversary has overwhelming power which people themselves grant him through the loveless way of life. And because everything is out of order as a result, because all upward development of the spiritual is prevented, an end is to come, Divine order has to be restored. People have to be separated from each other. The earth has to be cleansed and rise anew in order to continue to serve as a training station for the spiritual being on its way of return to me. And love is the only way to still reach me in this last time. To free oneself from the fetters of my adversary in order to be allowed to start a new life again in harmony and bliss on the new earth. For where love is, there I myself am also, and I truly also bring you peace. Amen.